a league of its own.
On the Ball with Preffy Early on Dublin City FM. First for Dublin Sport, Dublin Sport.
Now we're moving on to basketball and Elaine Caffrey joins me. Elaine, welcome to the show.
Hi, Brethany, how are you?
I'm really, really good. The weekend, very light, a number of games on this evening, and I want to get to the Ulster Rockets and the Meteors. I think they're two apt names for what actually happened down in UL this weekend. Colestor blew UL away. What happened down there?
Yeah, I think, you know, obviously a real shocker for anyone who kind of follows the Women's Premier League to see a team like Colestor who, you know, would be kind of a little bit lower on the league table to kind of come up and to beat a team like UL down in Limerick. I think off the court, there's a lot happening in Limerick. Unfortunately, this week, one of the girls on the team, her boyfriend passed away. And I know that's obviously probably affected a lot of the girls. And I think the removal was on Friday and he was buried on Saturday. So unfortunately, you know, it was just one of those difficult situations, and I think credit to the UL girls for continuing to play that game and, you know, to kind of stick with it as well, which is, it's always tough when something unfortunate like that happens.
Okay, so I wasn't actually aware of that, but that's very unfortunate, and our condolences go to both his family and the greater UL Huskies family for their bereavement. I suppose looking at the basketball side of it though, it does open things up a little bit this year.
Oh yeah, most definitely. You know, again, like credit to, you have to give credit to Colestor. They went down and they won that game and they played really, really tough. And, you know, it's never easy coming up against a team like UL Huskies. So I know, you know, a lot of effort and time has gone in there. And for them as well, I suppose, a game like that will really kind of skyrocket their confidence in the league when it is so open this year and so many teams are kind of there to take games away from the bigger three teams.
Well, I suppose you're talking the bigger three teams, but the league table bears no resemblance to what we would expect it to look at this stage, because the big three you refer to will be UL, DCU and Team Montanari Hotel, I presume. Only one of them in the top four of the division.
Yeah, I think, well, you know,
we'll have with games in hand, to be fair.
Yeah. In fairness, now it is with games in hand. But, you know, we probably have to move away from referring to the big three. And, you know, you have to look at teams like WIT Wildcats coming in. You know, they're playing fantastic basketball in the league. They're 4-2 at the moment, 4 wins, 2 losses. One to Brunel and 1 to Team Montanati, and both by 3 points. So that kind of shows you how close the games are. And then obviously you look at Singleton Super Valley Brunel. They're 4-0.
For me, they're the success story of the year.
Oh yeah, definitely. They're like, it's only the start of their season and they've so much more to go. At the moment, they're actually playing over in DCU now in the Women's National Cup game, the first round there. So that again is going to be, you know, it's difficult to kind of call which way that one's going to go. So that's a result we're really looking forward to getting in tonight.
But very exciting result, I suppose. It just turns the whole season on its head, really. And I suppose it shows a kind of a vulnerability within UL, obviously due to tragic circumstances, but that they can be beaten if they don't perform on the day.
Yeah, and I think, you know, credit to the other teams as well. Like, there's been some very, very close shavings this season with UL, you know, coming up against other teams. I think when they were playing down in Cork against Team Montanati, again, another really, really close game, and they just kind of barely came out on top. So, you know, I really think that the league is definitely developing and the teams are catching up with those teams that we would have referred to as like the bigger or the better teams. It's kind of more of a level playing ground now.
Obviously that other game of the weekend was Meteors versus the Rockets over in Clash the Eastagon last night, and I suppose as expected and going on form, having already won earlier this season, Ulster Rockets took that game by a comfortable enough margin in the end.
Yeah, they did. I think they played probably a stronger first half, and I think the Meteors girls kind of struggled to kind of come back then. Ulster Rockets were shooting quite well and they were in good form, and once a team kind of, you know, gets on a run like that, it is difficult to come back.
Okay. So what's happening in cup action this weekend?
Well, I have some absolute shockers for you this weekend. I suppose the standout game for me this weekend would definitely be UL Eagles and Dublin Inter. So last weekend in the first leg, UL Eagles came out on top by 11 points, meaning obviously that they just had to win the game this weekend or lose by less than 10. They lost by 12 points in triple overtime to Dublin Inter. So Inter went through on a 1-point aggregate score.
Wow, that's pretty tight.
Yeah, that's what that's like. First of all, it's an absolute mouthful even to rattle off. And then second of all, it's just, from all accounts, anyone I've been speaking to about coaches and some players as well, it was an absolutely phenomenal game. Dublin Inter's coach, Sarunas, I was chatting to him and he said it's the best game he's ever part of his entire life. Like, so to not, for the, a team like Dublin Inter, who are only in their second year in the Premier League, to knock out such an established and, you know, experienced strong side like UL Eagles is just phenomenal, and just kind of shows again how all the teams in both leagues are really kind of catching up with one another.
Okay, just have a quick run through all the results there as well. Obviously, Dublin Inter progressed in that particular game. Colchester progressed over Belfast Star, win both legs, although the second leg was a much tighter margin.
So if you look at that Colchester Belfast Star game, last week Colchester came on top 83-80, so they only won by a margin of 3 points, but this weekend they had more of a convincing win, so it saw them go through. I think, you know, people probably expected them to go through, but maybe expected to be that bit closer, but you know, they stay on form, and again that they've been putting in some really solid performances there.
We're going to come to the other cracking game of the weekend in a few minutes, which is the all college affair between UCD and UCC. But DCU Saints had a tight enough encounter with Temple Oak the first week, 3 point lead into the second leg, absolutely blew them away in the second leg.
Yeah, similar to that. Yeah, so this weekend was it was the first leg that they kind of blew them away. It was the second leg that it was tighter. The second leg last night. No, you're right, the second leg was 79-76. But again, as you said, having had such a convincing win the week previous in the first leg, has really kind of gave them that edge and gave them a good bit of cushion this weekend. So, you know, speaking to their coach Dave Donnelly, he was saying it wasn't their best performance, and they definitely relied on that cushion that they had built up the week previous.
I suppose the other game of the weekend, Mike Cullen versus Neptune, pretty comprehensive victory for Neptune, but that was probably to be expected.
Yeah, I think, you know, a team like Neptune, you know, reigning champions, and they know the taste and the glory of the cup from last year, so they're obviously determined to kind of, you know, continue that success this season, and they kind of made no doubt about it when they were playing against Mike Cullen, unfortunately, last week and this week, with two big wins. Now, in fairness, this game, this weekend was a little bit closer, but it just wasn't close enough, and the lads went through.
UCD and UCC had played last week, and it was a complete whitewash. UCC won up by 31 points. Mm-hmm. And then what happened this weekend? It was almost out of the fire.
Yeah, another absolutely phenomenal match. So I think, as you can see from the score, UCD won 98-68. So if when you look at it, obviously on our score, Demons only went through by 1 point. So again, another absolute like shocker. And in the last 2 seconds, UCD were actually up by they were up by 32, and Shane Collin scored a 3-pointer on the buzzer, that they had that 1 point cushion going through on aggregate score.
It sounds like an absolutely fantastic weekend to be involved in basketball in the country. Any other action going on? Any other news from the world of basketball Ireland?
There's plenty of games going on this weekend outside the Premier League, National Cups. There was also games in the the under-20 men's and women's National Cup, and also games going on in the men's and women's National Shield as well. So that's the Division 1 down from the Premier League. So we have all of those kind of results now up on our Facebook, Twitter accounts, and also on our website on www.basketballireland.ie. So if you go onto that and just go into our results and fixtures, there was 40-odd games on this weekend, but again, some real cracker results.
All available on basketballireland.ie. And obviously that final game this afternoon, our DCU Mercy versus UWIT Wildcats, a preliminary round game first round game in the Women's National Cup, that should be over by the time people listen back to this evening on the podcast. Elaine, thank you very much for joining us. We'll chat to you again next week.
Cool, thanks for having
me. In a league of its own,
on the ball with Preffy Early on Dublin City FM. First for Dublin Sport.